When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, I made you some unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Content that's unsportsmanlike.
Nick is out this week, but Joey Colbert is in, and he will man the dials now in content.
Well, thank you, John. Well, Josh, you missed a lot while you're gone. Nebraska had a spring game. Kolk is back. Shields became a store people discuss. And now it's May, and you're no longer allowed to count down anymore. Got any takes on the wild world of sports the last week and change?
No, I realized I wasn't here for the draft fallout.
No.
You know, here's the take that I guess I will leave you with from the last week and a half. I kind of go back and forth on the drafting of Michael Penix. Sometimes I think it's stupid. Sometimes I think, if you really believe in this guy, why would you not draft him because you already have Kirk Cousins? That seems to be the bigger sin if you were going to draft this guy. So that's the thing that I kind of wish that I would have been here for, because it was just like, it was truly the first wild moment of the draft.
Oh, it was.
You know, everything else was happening. It's like, yeah, it makes sense, makes sense, makes sense. So yeah, that, not surprised that Kalkbrenner is back. I guess I am surprised in the way in which it happened, where it seemed like it was not going to happen. Yeah, nice to see highlights of the spring game this morning and just move on. I'm happy I missed out on all that.
Yeah, truth be told, I pretty much watched highlights. I couldn't watch the whole thing.
Nice.
It was just, it's too much, too much.
Well, this was the weekend for photo finishes. Saturday, Mystic Dan won the Kentucky Derby in a three-way photo finish. And then last night, Kyle Larson beat Chris Buescher
in Buescher.
In the closest finish in NASCAR history. Thank God for photo finish cameras, right, guys?
I mean, these are really, really... Now, the horse racing one's a little bit easier to see, but yeah. The closest finish ever last night, 0.001 seconds.
Sounds like the Boston Marathon in 2000.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's super cool.
Yeah, you know what the photo finish camera was for that Boston Marathon? One of them old-timey cameras where you hold the light up and it goes poof. Yeah.
Pretty
but
cool.
I was excited watching the Derby. It was like, oh my God, he's catching him.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, ah, I couldn't tell who won. And the same thing with the race last night. I was like, ah. But the funny thing
photo
was...
Photo finishes rock.
The funny thing is about the NASCAR race last night, so they have these scoring loops all around the track, and that's what updates the scoreboard. You see the score, you know, you see the scroll on the screen just constantly updating, drivers moving up and down. And after the checkered flag flew, Buescher was the winner. And their crew reacted, and they thought they had won the race because they saw the same data as everyone else. Well, that wasn't the official photo finish, because the scoring loop that they use on the TV graphic is actually ahead of the start-finish line. It's not the actual start-finish line. So they're celebrating, and then all of a sudden NASCAR weighed in on the radio and said, the winner is the 5.
Ooh.
And you should have seen the reaction, because all of a sudden you go from winning to losing and losing to winning.
Interesting. That'd piss me off.
It would piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
And would you look at who was in Kansas for the NASCAR race yesterday? It's Matt Rhule. Is he officially the coolest coach in Nebraska history?
No, not anymore. I think that this is actually a negative on Matt Rhule.
He was there. He was watching the race, having a good time.
And first off, he went to wrestling. Now he goes to NASCAR. What other?
He was at the Country Western show last week.
What other hick event could he go to?
He was at the Country Western show last week.
You'll probably see him in Iowa this summer.
He'll be too busy practicing.
That is during August. What other events do I have? If he shows up at a UFC event, I think I might have to say Nebraska should fire him. I think I might have to say that.
He's shown up at Nebraska wrestling.
Yeah, that's... Ugh.
Matt Rhule seems like a cool dude.
No, he doesn't.
This is a very cool, thing.
This is uncool.
I wish we could have gotten a picture of him drinking a Busch Light with the other normal people who watch NASCAR.
Uncool.
He's a man of the people. He makes $5.5 million, but he's a man of the people.
Uncool. This is a bummer. I used to like Matt Rhule. I really did.
You are a loser.
Can we give it up to Adrian Martinez? In addition to being the UFL's leading rusher, he threw for 368 yards and a league record of 4 touchdowns as Birmingham improved to 5-0. He is the leader for the league MVP. Could this be his ticket to the NFL, guys?
It could. If he continues to play like this, why wouldn't an NFL team take a look at him?
At the very least,
as a backup.
I was going to say, at the very least, he will end up on a roster again going into camp. When does the UFL season end? Is that pretty much right?
It's early June.
June. The reason I ask is how many like OTA type camps could he miss out on because of this? That said, they probably like getting some amount of tape on him. So they'll be doing that.
He was in the Lions camp last year, so it's not like he's a foreign concept to NFL teams.
Yeah, he will be on a roster in July. The more fun thing to think about is, will he be on a roster by the time September, I think it's actually my birthday this year. I think September 5th. Will he be on a roster by the time September 5th rolls around for the start of the season? Or I guess even earlier than that when they do their final cuts.
You look at what he's doing right now.
What are you about to say? Yeah.
What the happened?
Yeah.
What the happened?
Where's the that little bumper sticker over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In each of their last turns in the rotation, the Cubs starting pitcher allowed just 2 runs in over 30 innings of work, and none of the starters have given up a run since Thursday. So, John, why did the Cubs lose 2 of those games?
Because our bullpen sucks.
Mm.
It needs work. Jed, you need to go out and make some trades. We need to get some better bullpen guys because we are wasting this great starting pitching. That said, we did beat Milwaukee 2 out of 3.
Oh, you're fine. That's 66%.
And we're in tied for first place.
It's got to be fun.
And we're doing it without the best Japanese hitter in the game and without
Shohei?
Cody.
Cody? What about Cody's story? Can I ask you tomorrow, why do they call it a story?
What?
Wrestling? Or that's Wednesday's segment.
Story? Yeah, that's Wednesday.
Why do they call it a story?
Okay, I'll explain it during
Wednesday.
The run-in wrestling connection.
Cubs, Mariners handshake meme, being first in their division. My Mariners taking care of business.
Yeah, but we beat a good team.
No, they beat the Astros. The Astros, John.
This isn't your older brother's Astros.
Going into yesterday's game, the Astros had been 5-4 in their last 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a pace.
Now they've been 5-5.
That's a hell of a pace.
Hey, it's a good team.
The homeless Beavers and Cougars have found a safe haven. The CW Network will air most of Oregon State and Washington State football home games with a few to end up on Fox. How long can this arrangement last?
It will last as long as they are not in a conference. Once whatever is happening next with the branding of the Pac insert number here and the Mountain West, whenever that agreement is made, I mean, look, could they end up on these networks? Sure, but it will be more of a traditional model. I don't think that this is going to last long. John, it wouldn't surprise me if this was like a season. It was one season of something like this, and then by 2025, that kind of the fallout was done and we knew where they were at moving forward.
Not knowing what the future holds, I hope for their sake that they can maintain some level of quality, so if they don't end up in a conference next year, that maybe it can keep going and they can at least improve their status. Because I would hate to see it for these two schools to get left on the, you know, the curb, kicked to the curb, if you will, because of all the nonsense that has happened in college sports.
Speaking of familiarity with Beavers and Cougars, there's a new sponsor for the Arizona Bowl, Snoop Dogg. It's now the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice. You like?
I mean, it couldn't be any. I look forward to what goofy little prank or gimmick they use to celebrate the team's win, whether it's, you know, killing a Pop-Tart, a sacrificial Pop-Tart, or throwing mayo over the coach's head.
What smoke a bowl with Snoop.
Coaches,
you get to smoke weed with Snoop Dogg. That sounds fun.
Is this bowl affiliated with the Big Ten? Could this be a bowl that Nebraska ends up in?
This is the Arizona Bowl, right?
Yeah.
I think this is a, no offense, lesser bowl. I believe this is for, let me find. Yes, Mountain West and MAC. I thought the Mountain West was involved. It is played in Arizona. I have no idea the recreational marijuana laws in the state of Arizona. Mm.
All right, guys, let's end off with Nick Saban. He has a description for anonymous internet trolls.
It amazes me that some guy sits in his basement, probably in his mom's house, probably in his underwear, probably overweight, and he puts something on the internet and anybody cares about what he thinks.
Is this better than Bo Pelini's term, Biff in the basement?
No, because this is body shaming. That's a bit mean.
I love it.
You like body shaming?
I love that Nick Saban's going after these trolls.
Don't you sit in your basement and tweet about coaches, John?
Yeah, but I'm not anonymous.
That is true.
My name is attached to everything that I tweet and
Fair.
Or say on social media.
All right, I'll allow
Unlike
it.
Unlike the anonymous
Don't know why
trolls.
We have to go after the weight of the fans. Also, do you think dads are ever like, whoa, they live in my basement too? It's always their mom's basement. Why is it never the dad's basement?
I don't know.
Interesting.
That's a good question.
I think Biff in the basement's better.
I love Biff in the basement, and I love the fact that Nick Saban is shaming them too.
Wow, that's his fan. Those are the people that'll be watching the games that he previews on College
Game Day. You know, there are good fans that don't troll that will be watching.
Yeah, what's your
too.
Excuse? You're allowed to troll because you put your name on it. Trolling is okay.
I don't troll. I give you my opinions.
Oh, interesting. Like when you post like GIFs or something or Blue State, you wouldn't say that's trolling a little bit?
No,
being
not
a troll boy.
That's not a troll. It's just stating a fact.
Okay.
When we come back,
yeah,
it's what's for dinner.
Let's do it.
1620 in the Zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like, going out to eat.
Johnny, know what would be great for dinner?
No.
Cops. They make delicious pizza, steak, salads, and more. Friday morning at 9, it's the Zone deal. You get $50 worth of vouchers for $25.
It actually
so
would be, man.
Maybe you have it tonight. Maybe you get the Zone deal Friday, and then you have it Friday night. Either way, get the Zone deal on Friday morning at 1620thezone.com.
I think barbecue chicken is on the menu tonight.
Is your wife's arm still dangling?
It's not dangling, but she's still not near 100% yet.
Bummer.
But she's
but you're
back
forcing
to work.
Her to cook and clean.
I'm not forcing her
vacuum
to do anything.
The house, lady. Breakfast for dinner. I think omelets. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Whoa, what was that look on your face there, Joe?
Joey,
was...
you're in your spot, you're supposed to answer rice.
Yeah.
But we understand
nah,
if you don't.
Nah, I'm not in the mood for rice. I got leftover pizza from Tiny's Joint.
All right.
Over in Exarban. It was good pizza.
Good.
I like pizza.
That's awesome.
There you go.
That's great. There you go. That's what's for
Out
me.
On omelets, though, Joey?
Nah, not really huge into omelets. I'm more of a skillet guy.
Interesting.
I love omelets.
Yeah, I don't.
But I also love skillets.
Skillets are fine. Whenever I get them, I'm disappointed that it's not a different item. So that's why I don't get them. Here we go. I want the potatoes to be separate.
Oh, you are such a goober.
Oh, my goodness.
You are such a goober.
Just mix it up. Yum, yum.
You don't want potato? You don't have omelets? You don't have an occasional omelet that's got potatoes in it?
No. I'm very normal.
He's very boring.
You are not
very
normal.
Very boring.
Mike Farron is very normal. He'll join us tomorrow.
Sounds good to me.
Among others, including Sip.
Bye!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.